Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to personally thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 to 8:30 on public access channel number 6 on your television entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files that you can download. All of our TV programs are out there that you can look at and download and examine at your own leisure time. We also have a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's holy and divine word. Please give it a look and let us know what you think. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our worship services and Bible study at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to all of these services. You will always be warmly received. We will make no demands of you. We're not going to try to intimidate you. All we want is for you to come and study God's Word with us and worship Him and let us show you the need to have God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Last week, we began examining the subject of the Church of Christ is undenominational. And we looked at several points that make us different than denominations and show the contrast between denominationalism and undenominational Christianity in the Lord's Church. We want to conclude that particular study this morning by looking at several other points. The next point we would like to examine is that in denominationalism, there are many faiths. There are many different belief systems. There are many different ways and things and doctrines and practices that are particular to one body that's not in another body. And so there are many different types of faith. Give me just a brief example. In Roman Catholicism, they teach purgatory. Well, in other denominations, they don't teach purgatory. And so that's a doctrine that's very exclusive of Roman Catholicism. And then there's some that preach different matters of practice that other churches do not ascribe to or do not do. And so you have many different faiths. Well, the Church of Christ is undenominational because we don't have many faiths. We just have one faith because that's what the Bible teaches. Ephesians 4 verse 5 said there is one faith, one standard of truth. There's not many different standards. There is just one. And it doesn't change as we talked about last week. Another thing that makes us different than denominationalism is that in denominations you have many different types of baptism. You have sprinkling, you have some that baptize infants, some that don't, you have some that pour water, others that don't, you have others that practice it, you have others that don't, you have those who say it's essential, and you have others that say it's a church ordinance, and so you have many different baptisms. Well, according to the scripture, there is only one in Ephesians 4 verse 5, and that one is immersion in water for the remission of sin. And every conversion in Acts, and there's nine of them that you could go to beginning in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost, and all of them show that these individuals were repented, they believed, they confessed, and they were baptized into Christ by His authority for remission of sin. And there's only one. There is no Holy Spirit baptism. That is another misunderstanding of the denominational world. Holy Spirit baptism was a promise, not a command, and yet some teach it, some don't. And so again, in denominationalism, there's confusion because they teach many different baptisms, but in the Lord's Church, we teach only one. In denominationalism, one of the cliches that is very popular with them is to join the church of your choice. Any church, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what name it wears. It really doesn't matter what they believe. If that's where you want to worship, you worship with them. And so you have a choice. You can go, it's like a smorgasbord. You know, you just pick which one you want. Well, that's not the way of the Bible. The Church of Christ is undenominational because the Bible says that God only adds people to His church. In Acts 2, verse 47, we can read. Let me read you the passage. I don't want you to take my word for it. Let me read you exactly what we read in the scripture by the inspired word of God. It says, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. The Lord added them to the church. What church? His church. The one He bled for and died for. The one that He promised to build. We examined that last week. And so in the Bible, it doesn't subscribe to the cliche of joining the church of your choice. You need to be the one that God wants you to be added to, the one that He adds you to. That's the one you want to be a member of. And then in denominationalism, they try to use John 15 as an example of the branches of the church and try to say that all those branches that are attached to the vine, they represent different bodies of beliefs and different churches. Well, that sounds good, ladies and gentlemen, but if you go and study John 15, if you look very closely at the text, there's two things mentioned. Number one, the true vine is Jesus Christ. We're all in agreement of that. But the branches are not individual churches. They are individuals. It says, abide in me, ye. It doesn't say churches. Churches didn't even exist when this statement was made by Jesus. There was no such thing as an Episcopalian church, a Baptist church, a Mormon church, a Lutheran church, a Roman Catholic. They didn't even exist. And so that wasn't what was under consideration. And he said every branch that doesn't bear fruit, he cuts it away and throws it into the fire. Again, he's talking about individuals. He's not talking about churches. And so the Church of Christ is undenominational because we don't subscribe to the false teaching that the branches in John chapter 15 represent the many different types of churches. It does not. Read the text. Ladies and gentlemen, open your mind, open your Bible, and read the text. Just read the text and look at the personal pronouns. It's talking about individuals. It's not talking about churches. And then you have many different rules. There are churches who walk by many different rules. They don't have the same rules. They don't have the same regulations. They don't have the same guidelines. Well, that's confusing. Which one's right? Are they all right? Well, we're told that they're all right. We're told that it really doesn't matter, that you can walk by different rules, and that it really doesn't matter to the Lord. Well, let's see if that's in agreement with the Scriptures. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 16, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Philippi, and he said, nevertheless, to the degree that you have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind. You see, you can't be of the same mind unless you're walking by the same rule. You can't be walking by different rules and have any type of unity. You know, this mega church concept and the community church concept that have all these different religions and all these different faiths under one roof. They have differing beliefs. They have differing practices. They have different rules. They have different regulations. How is that unity? There's no unity there. That's what makes them denominational. They're many-sided, and there are many different things. In undenominational Christianity of the Lord's Church, they walk by the same rule. The Bible is the rule book, and we follow the Bible and only the Bible. You could go to the Bible and we could show you why we practice everything we do. And we could show you why we do what we do and how we do it because we have the instruction in the Scripture. Ask some of the other. Let me give you one example, ladies and gentlemen. If you wanted to know how to become a Latter-day Saint or a Mormon, could you go to the Bible and find out? No, you couldn't go to the Bible to find out. You'd have to go to a Book of Mormon to find that because that instruction is not in the Bible. That's what we mean. They have different rules. And so again, that makes them denominational. Prayers, thankful for our choices. I've heard men say and pray and thank God for the choices that we have in religion. Well, you know what? Jesus said something about that in the prayer that he uttered in John 17, just prior to his arrest and before he would be crucified. He said in verse 20 of John 17, he said, I do not pray for these alone, but for also those who will believe in me through their word, that they may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. Notice, that we might be one, that we might have unity, that he prayed for oneness. He didn't pray for denominationalism. He didn't pray for choice. He prayed that there would be unity in Christ. That's what he prayed for, that we'll all be one like him and the Father are, that we would be one like him and the Father. We'd be united in our practice and our teaching and in our doctrine. But again, in denominationalism, you don't have anything like that because you have all these differing qualities that we've already dispensed with. And in denominationalism, they say the doctrine is incoincidental. It doesn't matter. You know, I had a local fella here in town that said, we don't have to agree on doctrine. Oh, Mr. Greer, you know, we can differ on doctrine. We don't have to dot every I and cross every T the same way. We can have our differences according to doctrine. And that just means teaching, really? That's not what the Scripture says. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 16, the Scripture says, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, you will save yourself and those that hear you. We need to take heed to the doctrine. The doctrine matters. It matters what your teaching is. It matters what you tell other people. It matters what your practice is. It matters in undenominational church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It matters what you believe. And so doctrine is important. It's not something that we don't have to agree upon. Yes, we do have to agree upon. And then there are those in denominational says, well, you can't, nobody can see the Bible alike. We can't no more see the Bible alike than we can look alike. Well, that sounds pretty good, except it's, again, contrary to Scripture. In 2 Timothy 2, we're told to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We can rightly divide it if we study it. And in 1 Peter 3, verse 15, we're to be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us with meekness and fear. How can we give an answer to the hope that lies within us if we can't understand it alike? Excuse me. You know what? We can understand it alike if we open our mind and open our Bible. Too many times, we don't understand it alike because it doesn't agree with our theology. It doesn't agree with the doctrines of the churches that we belong to. And so we can see the Bible alike if we all read the same book. If we all stick with the same scripture, we will see the Bible alike. Did God command something that's an impossibility to do? I don't think so. Last, in denominationalism, churches are founded in different places. You can look at the origin of any church that you want to talk to. The Mormons, 1830. You want to talk about the Jehovah's Witness, 1914. You want to talk about the Roman Catholic Church, 606. With every human institution church, it has an origin. It has a beginning. It has a place where they started. That is what you have in denominationalism. In God's church, in undenominational Christianity, there is only one starting place. And that was in the city of Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Read Acts 1 and 2. That was according to the scripture. That was also fulfilling prophecy that was read in Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2 through 4 and other passages. You see, it was in Jerusalem because that's where the prophet said it would begin. And so in denominationalism, you've got different places for different churches and where they founded and where they began their work. And all of them are contrary to the Lord's church, because only the Lord's church began on the day of Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem. And so in closing this morning, ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Christ is undenominational. We make no apology for that. We are undenominational, and that makes us different, and that contrasts us with denominationalism that have many different facets. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this sounds foreign to many of you because you have never studied the issue. I plead with you, open your mind, open your Bible, and see if the things that you believe and practice can be found in the Word of God.